September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and during Mid-Morning Magic in the OFM Family Focus, we would like to put the spotlight on various organizations that can help you get involved and even make a difference. Joining me from the SA Bone Marrow Registry is Nadia Chalkley. Nadia, welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much.
How can we help children with cancer at the SA Bone Marrow Registry?
What is really lovely is that there are so many ways in which you can get involved. I think our primary focus is to grow our donor registry and our database with eligible candidates in South Africa. But essentially, if you're not eligible or if the process really terrifies you, there are other ways, such as volunteering or with a little financial donation, that you are still able to be a part of what it is we hope to achieve at SABMR.
Now, you spoke that very magic word, the register. How can people get onto the register?
I think I should first talk a little bit about the process, because I think if people understand the process of donation and that it is very similar to a platelet or a blood donation, the concept itself becomes a little less scary. You literally receive a synthetic growth factor, which stimulates cell production so much so that the stem cells get pushed into your peripheral bloodstream or your circulating blood. We are then able to remove it from your circulating blood, separating the blood and the stem cells and returning your blood in a procedure called apheresis. And this takes a couple of hours. So essentially what we need is a registry with healthy or relatively healthy individuals between the age of 16 and 45, because the younger the donor, the better the outcome for the patient. But there are many conditions that still make you eligible. And often when candidates apply to any organization, whether it's Organ Foundation or Tissue Bank or the South African Bone Marrow Registry, they feel that they might have a condition that makes their application ineligible. So we're encouraging individuals to go, apply, take a chance, because you never know, a couple of hours of your time can actually make a huge difference. You can really be part of someone's future, their recovery, and their tomorrow.
Nadia Chalkley is Head of Donor Recruitment for the SA Bone Marrow Registry, and she joins me on Mid-Morning Magic today. Nadia, where can people register, and also where can they find out more about the SA Bone Marrow Registry?
Visiting our Facebook and website, I think, is a really good start. It is very important that you know what you're signing up for, and just to get your head around the terminology, the processes, and the scary parts, or what it is that scares you. And I think our friendly and helpful donor recruitment team on call daily in office hours and ready to take your questions. www.sabmr.co.za, and our Facebook, Instagram and Twitter handles are all available on the website. There's a lot of information, video clips from previous donors, stories between donors and patients meeting, and it's just incredible what a difference such a small sacrifice, or and I probably call it small because it's such a few hours of your time. I can imagine what we do in 4 to 6 hours in our daily lives when we're watching a series or going out, you know, maybe pre-COVID times, watching a movie or just going to the beach for the day. 4 to 6 hours really flies by. So all we're asking is that you visit our website, contact our team if you're interested at donors with an S at sabmr.co.za, or visit our media and website and find out more.
Nadia, thank you so much for chatting with us today. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you for what you and your team do at the SA Bone Marrow Registry.
Thank you so much.